This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Another world. Another time. In the age of wonder. Another world, another time, as rivals green and good, the crystal cracked.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
We have some videos that Josh Owens has shot on the campaign trail. We'll have Richard and him reporting, obviously, Wednesday with the next big primary on the nightly news, but also here on the radio / TV transmission, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. But there's very powerful footage that Owens is just out there shooting, where the Black Lives Matter folks, who aren't hired thugs, they're just hired to then get reasonable people to buy into it to show up. It's a snowball effect. And then when the Trump supporters actually hug and embrace the folks, they go from looking like they're angry and want to fight, you know, to just, you know, really getting along and being very loving. And that's what's going to defeat the New World Order. That's why Hillary's trying to basically scapegoat and set up Bernie Sanders people so that he gets demonized for shutting down free speech. And I'm not defending Sanders. It's just move on. Soros, they've taken responsibility. They're running the whole thing. These Black Lives Matter folks cannot believe that people want to shake their hands and don't hate them. Because I personally know black people that are friends of mine and also acquaintances who years ago said, I'm not going to a Tea Party meeting. Those are a bunch of racists. And I just go, listen, that's a media paradigm. They go, I don't see any black people there. I only see a few. I go, yeah, because people don't feel comfortable. That's the whole divide and conquer point. I have a really good Hispanic friend going back, I don't know, it's got to be 20 years. And this guy has made millions of dollars in business. He's a really smart guy. And I'm not going to get into his business or what he does because he's actually known on the show just a little bit. And, I mean, this is probably like 10 years ago in a middle-class neighborhood, not a fancy four-bedroom house, lower middle-class neighborhood where I was living at the time. I had to move into a place with a gate and stuff because of some of the security issues. And we're pulling up in this idyllic Leave It to Beaver neighborhood, and there was just like old people and stuff out doing their yards. And he's like, oh, this neighborhood's so white. You think they're not going to like me? And I'm like, you got to be joking, man. It's all these Hispanics in the neighborhood, black people, you name it. But I'm telling you, it's a mind game. It's like when I was 12 and was, you know, invited by high schoolers to go to a party, and I felt insecure while folks were sitting around drinking beer. And then it's just as soon as I got into it and started dancing and having fun, it was great. And it's meant to make everybody uncomfortable, and they focus in on the black racists, they focus in on the white racists, to make us all think that's how it works, and that's just not it. It's such a powerful video up on Infowars.com. This is what MSM is hiding at Trump rallies. It only has 81,000 views. Now, he's got other videos up there with a 500,000 or more from this weekend, which is fine. This is the one that needs millions of views. In fact, I think I'm going to take it, do commentary on it, and then maybe put it back out and then tie it into some of the other things that are happening, because it ends the mindlessness when we actually get together. And that's why they have the leaders of these groups come in who are the controllers. They'll have the useful idiots with them. They'll link hands, and then they'll just ram them into people. Come on, let's get these racists. Let's stop them. Let's stand up. Then there's a melee. Then once the news comes out, they claim the Trump people are attacking. This is how they try to shut down free speech. And the Washington Post was out yesterday saying, should Donald Trump be fined? Should he be arrested? Could he be sued because of what he's saying is causing this? So you have free speech, you say something, someone comes and attacks you, it's your fault. That's what they've already got in place in Europe. Now I'm going to come back and get into one of these operatives claiming that the Trump campaign manager ran into her. And you look at the video, he just brushed past her.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Thousands of years ago, there was a basic form of chivalry. Our ancestors would hear the drums of war, giving the warriors of the tribe a chance to organize and prepare a defense. 60 years ago, when foreign air forces were approaching filled with bombs, they had drums of their own, air raid sirens. But in the 21st century, there are silent weapons for quiet war. Pathogens added to the food and water, to the lining of plastics that destroy our vitality, turn off our hormones, and accelerate our journey towards death. I personally counter this onslaught with Anthroplex. Anthroplex is designed with known organic concentrated herbs to create the basic foundation to normal metabolic activity inside the human body. Discover why Anthroplex is turning so many heads today. It's time for us to take our bodies back into our own hands. And it starts at InfoWarsLife.com with Anthroplex.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack and was told I'd be on disability for the rest of my life. What did I do? I created Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with
Extendivite. I have sworn upon the altar of God eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man. Thomas Jefferson. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back to the second hour. The consummate Trump insider, Roger Stone, who gives us weekly updates, is going to be popping in with huge breaking news on an upcoming sex scandal and Ted Cruz and a lot more. Also, it's Hillary and the Soros group funding the Black Lives Matter attacks in Chicago and other areas to frame Sanders. And, of course, the supporters are so stupid they don't even know that. They're getting funding from the same place. That's coming up. We'll also take calls in the third hour today. Matt Dubiel, who you can see on screen if you're watching TV, will be joining us here in just a few minutes. But recapping and getting into some of the Trump news I haven't covered, CNN gives airtime to guy who admitted he wanted to murder Trump. Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders accused Donald Trump of inciting violence, even as the Soros-funded group takes credit. That's how dumb they think you are. And I want to cover this with Matt after we talk about Chicago. Must-see new video, InfoWars.com. Did Michelle Fields file false charges against Trump campaign manager? And people heard about this the last weekend. Huge news. You know, not only does Trump hate black people and Hispanics and keep children in basements and eat them like the Wicked Witch in Hansel and Gretel, He also has his campaign manager beat up women. And the savior, though, is Megyn Kelly and Fox News that says they're not going to go with basically Democrats now. Isn't that sweet of them? They're in so much trouble now they can't even pose like they're conservative or patriots. Well, now we have the footage slowed down. We're going to play it. We're going to describe it for radio listeners. This is the incident she's talking about. She didn't know it got caught on tape. He's following Donald Trump to the crowd of reporters. He brushes past her. She smiles, says nothing. And this is him brutally throwing her to the ground. And I'm telling you, folks, I have dealt with this. I have dealt with it. It was in a court case. It's sealed. I can't get into it. It's the type of stuff we deal with behind the scenes, where it was brought up in court that I assaulted the communist. The live stream went out that day. I was there. I did nothing. They linked hands. They ran into us. And this is what they do. And when they do this to cops in other areas, the cops get in trouble and the feds come in and arrest them. And I'm not defending the cops here in every case, but compared to these people, give me a break. I mean, it's incredible. In fact, back it up 20 seconds. Mass me with us at the bottom of the hour, but this all fits together. Back it up with audio for radio listeners, but for TV viewers, you can obviously see it. For radio listeners, they did this four or five times. They would link hands. We're just out there at an abortion clinic on the side of the street doing nothing. They would link hands and then just run into us and actually knock people over. That I assaulted. And then I'm in court. And I'm literally being shown this, asking why I assaulted them. I mean, this country is upside down. Let's back it up. Let's back it up. Let's back it up 30 seconds so you can see them come, run into us, and then hit. Compared to these people, give me a break. I mean, it's incredible. In fact, back it up 20 seconds. Mass me with us at the bottom of the hour, but this all fits together. Back it up with audio for radio listeners, but for TV viewers. Yeah, I've never heard this happen before. It's really weird. I just got a feed of myself 20 seconds ago through my ear. All right, well, we're going to try it one more time because I want TV viewers and everybody to see this as they link arms and run into us. Let's back it up and see this one more time. Here it is.
Organized genocide with the documented proof. We're talking to a lot of great folks. Sir, give us your take on all this.
Yeah, I think that we're going to continue forward as a country. That we need to...
Now, I'm going to loop that again for folks from the beginning where they link arms and run into us. This is what they do. And then from Chicago to places in Ohio to Austin, Texas, when they run into you, then they come after you to the police.
People who want to literally wipe out black Americans.
We're just out there standing on the grass, on government right-of-ways, public property, being peaceful, talking to folks, and we get attacked. Now I want to go to Matt Dubiel, is the vice president and general manager of WCKG Radio in Chicago. And, of course, he's made national headlines when they had his three-year-old son going through the TSA scrutiny. That made some people angry. WCKG carries our broadcast several hours a day. We've been on for 4 or 5 years. 1530 WCKG.com. 1530 WCKG.com. Folks all over Chicago can listen to this fine station. So even if you don't live in Chicago, call your friends, your family, your neighbors, folks you know, former coworkers, and tell them tune in today to find the truth. And you can also subscribe to the channel and get their podcast and more. So, Matt, we've set the table here with just an example of the type of stuff that's going on where they literally think they're allowed to climb up on stage and try to attack Donald Trump. They're allowed to attack us. They're allowed to knock a guy over in front of us on crutches that can hardly walk. They target people in wheelchairs. And then they say it's our First Amendment's fault. And the Washington Post says, can Trump be held responsible? You've got a lot of videos on your Facebook page. We're going to put that up in a moment and play some of those. But you were there last week. What really happened in Chicago?
It's interesting because what we're hearing about isn't what was going on there. First off, this place was heavily protected by police to begin with. And what I saw were Americans there, these Trump supporters that were there. I didn't go to, by the way, I didn't go to support Trump. I went there to cover this event. I went with my wife. We were in the press pit. But there's two interesting things you need to know that you're not hearing. Number one is about the press pit. And what the press pit says about the people at the event, but that they don't even know about. What they're saying about Americans in the press pit would blow your mind, and I'll share that with you. But when we looked around, what we saw was veterans. There were people in wheelchairs. There were, and you're looking at some of my footage before the melee happened, and you see just a cross-section of middle America. And you see guys with their kids and families and little kids. In fact, we almost brought my sons with, and thank God that we didn't, because when things turned, I was panicked in here, because you know, and you've been in these situations before, where when something flips and it becomes a tinderbox, and you know you got to get out of there. And I'm sure that some people think that I sound like the biggest pansy of all time. And if I were by myself there, I probably would have felt less concerned. But I had my wife there, the mother of my children, and we almost brought our kids. And all I'm thinking about is there's people here with their children. And this is the environment it was. By the way, you just showed a clip of a man, a white guy and a black guy swinging at each other. The white guy there was a Trump supporter. He was a little unruly. He was out of his mind there. The black gentleman there is the man that was on the stage that took over for Trump's. He took over the stage and he was interviewed in the news afterwards, and they talked about how he was peaceful. And then as they were summarizing how he was so peaceful, they showed the footage of him and another guy swinging at each other. That's not peaceful. That's not okay. Both sides shouldn't be doing that. And this is what they're not really talking about at that event. It was a peaceful event until the moment when they announced that it was canceled or postponed for safety concerns. And then you saw all the people that were in the crowd that were virtually sleeper cells. And I don't want to use that term because I know that they weren't.
No, that's what it is. They're hired by George Soros. He's taking credit. Hillary, and they're blaming Sanders. It's incredible. They paid him to do it. They're under orders. They're mercenaries. And they go in and they do this. And as soon as they knew that happened, okay, now we're not going to disrupt Trump. Now we're going to activate because our threats work to shut it down. And now we're going to cause a melee so they can run headlines saying the most dangerous place to be in the world is a Trump rally for a chilling effect.
It was unbelievable. So the minute they announced, we go from this event, which, by the way, I took footage and it wasn't filled yet. And the reason why it wasn't filled was because everybody that's coming through, they have to, you know, wand you. They have the Secret Service at the front. We went through the press gate. So it was a little bit of a fast track, obviously. But they're testing and they're checking everyone for explosives or, you know, weapons, whatever. And so this room is not filling up as fast as I expected. And I took footage of that. So it was very vacant in the beginning. It filled up and filled up. And then we started looking around, and I noticed firsthand that these people that are in the front pit area that are close to the stage. And I'm looking at myself and I'm looking at my wife and I'm saying to myself, you know, these people don't seem like your typical Trump reporters or supporters. They were under 30. They were a lot of them were looked like they might have been Middle Eastern or college students. It's not what you typically see. And so as a white guy, I go like, well, check yourself. It's not only white people that support Trump. Let's see what happens. Sure enough, when they made that announcement, those were the people that erupted and began turning that event upside down. Later come to find out that this group SEIU, which is some union group organization funded with some taxpayer money in Chicago, had a rally beforehand. They partnered with Black Lives Matter. They partnered with MoveOn.org.
Kurt Nemo had an article on Friday about this. I forget the headline, but it was a Kurt Nemo story about what they're not telling you about Chicago, I think was the headline. And it shows the people wearing the T-shirts saying, you know, Muslims against Trump. And there's video where these people are running into people. So, again, this is what the left does. They run into you. They try to knock you over. They seem to target handicapped folks. That's because they're such cowards. I guess they're getting paid to attack people, so they want to attack an old lady or somebody in a wheelchair. Let me tell you, I see somebody attacking somebody in a wheelchair, we're going to stand up against you. And we did push the communists back. We did stand up for ourselves. And in America, that's illegal. You're supposed to let them attack you, Matt.
What people have to understand about freedom of speech is it doesn't give you freedom from consequences, number one. And number two, you can't go to a private event and shout free speech. You want to have free speech? You want to have an event like Donald's? Hold your own event. You want to reach an audience like Alex's? Start your own network. You want to reach people? Do it on your Twitter feed. But you do not have...
It's perfect socialism. It's rule by conquest. We're just going to take your event over. We're just going to take over government and vote ourselves bigger welfare checks. It's the multinational banks. They've dominated the country. They're the real welfare queens. So they're creating a substrata of dependent people who will erupt anytime they don't get their freebies. What do you overall think of the Trump phenomenon? Tell me the truth, because I don't even know your views on this. I know you're a libertarian. Where do you see all this going? What do you think about all the other big political issues that are unfolding?
I left that event, Alex, and I was freaked out. I went there with my wife. We got a babysitter for the kids. I left there and I thought, oh man, like, we're in trouble. This country is in trouble. And it's not Trump's fault and it's not Bernie's fault. It's 8 years of this president that we had. And by the way, it's 8 years of the president before him. It's a shift here in the United States that I have put us in a bad situation. I got to tell you, I'm not necessarily for Trump. I'm not necessarily against Trump. But I will say the media in the media pit, they were making fun of the attendees. This is what people need to realize. OK, those aren't Trump supporters in that building. Those are American men and women. Some of those are veterans. Some of those are children. Those are American men and women who deserve the opportunity to vote, to voice their choice. And by the way, so do the protesters the right way. And when we want to silence the other side, you know, freedom of speech shouldn't be mutually exclusive. I want to hear everyone talk. But
that's what I was about to say. Can you imagine when Obama was getting crowds not as big but close in 2007, 2008, if predominantly, you know, 200, 300 white people started showing up and then running into folks? It would be just all over the news, the end of the world. But because it's being done to somebody who's been branded as a white guy, it's allowed. And again, it's meant to scare people away, period, from rallies, to scare them away from Trump, but to scare, quote, minorities away from the Tea Party, from conservatism, from libertarian thought. It is just truly, truly sickening. And being in the press all these years, I've seen the disdain. 9 out of 10 people in the media, in newspapers, even in radio, TV, you name it, because you don't get jobs if you're not. Even though conservatism and libertarianism gets good ratings, the listenership's conservative all over the country. They got big money coming in to kick libertarians and patriots off the air. I mean, it's serious. Big money comes in and says, you put these shows on, we'll advertise. It's sick because they want to stop the message. But you get in these pits and the disdain and the arrogance of the media, the hatred of what I'd call bitter clingers, it really is sick. It's a cult. So describe to us in the pit, with the types of press that were there, what type of comments you heard about the Trump supporters?
It made me sad. It really did. Like, and as I think about it now, I get really upset because the way they were talking, you could hear them because, you know, you're in this little cage. It's like you're in a chicken coop together, and there's cameras and there's microphones. They're all in there. And these people are not all of them, by the way. There's some people in there that, especially the old school journalists that are reporting, they're kind of monitoring what's going on. But the camera people, some of the reporters that were in there, and by the way, they're going to lambast me for saying this, but it's the truth. They were making fun of the people that were there. We sat there, my wife and I stood there in the pit, and there was a Secret Service agent there. We talked with him for a little bit. Amazing guy. He didn't do that. He didn't opine about, oh, Trump supporters are dumb, or they're low information, or they're this, or they're that. He looks at it as, hey, listen, sometimes I'm on the Trump detail. Sometimes I'm on the Bernie detail. All the time, I'm a Secret Service guy. I'm wearing this pin. I represent my country. And this is the political process. I want this to be the political process without the violence, without the shenanigans, but I want people to support Bernie and Hillary. That's what this is all about. And when we start getting to a point...
You mean it's their right to do it. I hope you don't want them to be supported.
Yes,
expanding on that, again, 1530, they're in Chicago, folks, WCKG, looking at this, were the comments just snarky or were they hateful?
You know, that hate term is a dangerous term. They like to throw that around a lot these days.
Okay, well, how would you describe them? I mean, what type of stuff were they saying?
They don't see people for people. They were talking about the people like they put them in a group, just like people are doing with conservatives and liberals. And this is why I hate these labels. This is why I'm not a Republican and I'm not a Democrat. This is why I refuse to put one of those labels on myself, because when you do that, you allow everyone else to define you based on their frame of what that is. What is a Trump fan? What is a Trump protester? You know,
sure, I have friends that are mad at me because I don't support Ted Cruz over Trump. I mean, I'm sorry, Ted Cruz does have the Bushes running his campaign now. Ted Cruz came out and said it's Trump's fault there's violence, when clearly that's not true. He lost a lot of police group support. He's got all these CFR connections, TPP connections. I like the guy a lot better than Hillary. I like his voting record in the Senate on a lot of things. I don't dislike him as a person, but clearly the Republican establishment doesn't want Donald Trump. What do you think that says about Trump, this Trump phenomenon? I mean, Matt, tell us at your gut level, what do you think about Trump?
I think that all the things that people like about him are all the things that could make him scary later. And I understand that. I think that all the things that he's speaking about, look, you have to show everyone what the problem is if you want to say that there needs to be a solution. So here's a guy who's out there saying, we got some problems, we got to go after them, the old way doesn't work, and let's get to it. And so now the message gets attacked through that messenger, which is Donald Trump. If people don't like him, if people are going all to all this trouble to thwart him and then say it's because he's a racist, those are the tactics that, they'll say, oh, he's Hitler. That's what Hitler would have done. Hitler would have said Donald Trump is Hitler. Goebbels would have said
Donald Trump. Well, that's my point, is a man on a white horse is scary, but the elite itself is a oligarchy, a shapeless, formless group of bureaucrats and special interests. The fact that that monstrosity is scared of him really makes me want to support Trump. I mean, I agree with so much of what he stands for, so much of what he does, and at the same time, he says some things I disagree with as well. That's why I think it's important for patriots to be involved to keep Trump honest, because look at the alternatives. Let me ask you this question. What else is on your radar screen? What else is concerning you? I saw an article that the murder rate had doubled in the last year in Chicago. I thought it had been going down some, but then I saw that headline in the Chicago Tribune. What is going on there, and where do you see this country going?
I'll get some trolls and some snarky comments for this, but I mean, at this rate, number one, you got to realize that while that event on Friday night was embarrassing, I was embarrassed to be in Chicago. I was embarrassed to be an American because of everyone's behavior there. That said, it doesn't really represent Chicago. However, Chicago has got a lot of problems. The schools have problems. The murder rate has problems. You know, outside of Chicago, the suburbs, we live in a bubble here. The suburbs are very nice. They're very well taken care of. But Chicago is on the road to becoming Detroit if something doesn't change fast. People in Chicago are fed up with the way that things are going in Chicago. That's the bottom line.
And the government's arrogant. It's a microcosm of California, which is a microcosm of the country, that is a microcosm of the whole world. The elites just see red carpets and caviar and, hookers, and they're robbing everybody, and they don't understand that if the megabanks steal everything, there'll be nowhere to spend the money they've stolen.
If the Democratic machine didn't fix Chicago for the last 50 years, if 8 years of hope and change and yes, we can didn't change the country, and 8 years before that of George W. Bush didn't fix the country, I think it's time to start going, okay, what's different? How can we do something different? And I think that's why everyone thinks that people are so angry. There's passion, and without passion, nothing's going to change. I mean, people that are in this country, that founded this country, got pretty passionate in the beginning. And without that passion, nonviolent passion, by the way, we're in deep trouble. I think that now is a critical juncture for us in this country.
Absolutely. Look, the left is not the left. They're a group of control freak bullies in big city Chicago-type mafia writ large across the nation. They want to intimidate and shut down our speech. And the answer is, even if you don't support Trump, everybody should go to the Trump rallies as an observer and to support the First Amendment and to have your voice heard, whoever you're supporting. I mean, I really think the Bernie people are being manipulated by Move On and others to become attack dogs against Trump instead of against Hillary, because the Trump has been reaching out, the Trump and the Trumpkins have and the Trumpians have been reaching out to them saying, hey, we're true populists, join us. Matt Dubiel, 1530 WCKG.com. You're a great host in your own right. I'm glad you text messaged me this morning. I'm so glad. Anytime you got something big, brother, we'd like you to be our reporter in Chicago. I'd love to get you on all the time. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Alex. Happy Easter.
Thank you, brother. You too. Say hi to your great family, your wife and kids for me. We're going to come back with big North Korea news, economy news, health news, and more, and your call. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old, and for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Over the years, there have been a lot of powerful advancements in the field of science and nutraceuticals. Youngevity integrates years of scientific research into creating fantastic products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, plant-derived minerals, and much more. Youngevity also offers you an ingenious way to augment your income. And the best part? You will be helping your friends and family along the way. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com today. Become a member. Get discounts on the amazing products and free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip, and you're able to promote the products to friends and family and neighbors in your community and make money while helping people at the same time. Another win-win. That's why I'm a member of the Longevity team at InfoWarsTeam.com, and you can be too. It's simple. Just go to InfoWarsTeam.com today, complete a short sign-up, and you're part of the team. That's InfoWarsTeam.com or InfoWarsHealth.com. So many people call into my radio show and tell me how Longevity and the products at InfoWarsTeam.com have changed their lives. Check it out for yourself today.
Hi there. Are you an unhappy timeshare owner? Have you ever asked yourself, how can I get rid of my timeshare? Does your story go something like Stacy's story goes? Here's Stacy now.
My husband and I went and visited a resort, and they kind of attacked us, and they kept sending more and more people until we finally said yes, and we bought this timeshare, and then we were stuck in this timeshare that we couldn't get rid of, and we tried all different ways. They made it seem like it was this really great deal, and when we said no originally, then they brought the price down, and then when we still said no, they brought in the manager, and they brought the price down even lower, and they started breaking out in different ways to make it look like it was this really awesome deal. The reality was it wasn't an awesome deal at all.
To cancel your timeshare contract, call ACC today. It's an attorney-based program with a free consultation. The first 20 callers get a 20% discount. Call now, 800-587-EXIT. That's 800-587-3948. Call today, 800-587-EXIT. That's 800-587-3948.
Aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Look at these headlines. North Korea claims it could wipe out Manhattan with a hydrogen bomb. Just last week, they threatened to nuke the capital city of Seoul, South Korea. Here's the headline, Infowars.com. Nuclear war with North Korea coming? Question mark. Russia just last week threatened a preemptive invasion and nuclear attack on North Korea if they don't stop threatening to launch preemptive nuclear strikes. Now, I said this at the very beginning of the broadcast today, and I don't know what it is, but it always is bore out, that my sixth sense for the months leading up to 9/11 was off the charts. And I said they'll probably blow up the World Trade Centers and blame it on Bin Laden. If you don't believe me, just go to YouTube and type it in. It's up there. There's a whole two-hour show where I did it. I'm not bragging. I could see all the pre-programming, all the propaganda. It was very clear. They're like, here's Bin Laden. He's going to get you. When he attacks, give up all your rights. Under the World Trade Centers had asbestos. One of them was leaning. They were going to tear it down. I said, no, that was the globalist. The globalist already cooked the bomb, trained the driver, already hit it in 93. And so right as Bush was leaving office. And so they'll probably hit it again, and they'll probably blame it on him. And I could just see it all. I could feel it. It happened. Unless you believe I said it, and they went, oh, that's a great idea. Let's do it. It's one thing to say it on the day. I said it before. And I'm not bragging. I got up on the morning Scalia died, and I called Anthony, I called Dew, I called Buckley, and I said, I want you to come into the office. We were here about 7-8 hours. While I was walking around the table sweating, saying big stuff's about to happen. And the Scalia death is a sign of a chain reaction. I wasn't freaking out at a gut level over that. I was picking up the movement and the threat to the rest of the government that was legitimate, that this really means we're going into a new level of tyranny. Now, this has been going on all morning, and some people in the office say, hey, just ignore it, you know, don't feed the trolls. No, it's not about feeding the trolls. It's about documenting attacks on free speech where they say they want to arrest in the Washington Post or fine or sue Donald Trump because he's making George Soros and Hillary fund groups that come in and run over people in wheelchairs and hold their hands together and say, you know, excuse me, coming through and starting fights. So the bullies trying to end our free speech, they're the heroes. And then anybody who has a First Amendment, it's their fault. Our IT people, and we got big companies that run it, say it's the biggest denial of service attack that InfoWars has ever seen, and that it would be as big as the ones they hit Google with or they hit like Apple with. It's a major industrial attack. This is why. And if I say this, they'll probably target the other one, too. Fine. That which doesn't kill us only makes it stronger. Our listeners will hear this and will respond, no matter what, to keep us going and operating. We have two high-tech shopping carts. We have the old one that's been updated, but that we are slowly phasing out, but it's linked all over Google. It's still where we get the majority of our traffic and support. The one that our regular listeners go to is InfoWarsStore.com. That's not the one being hit. Anthony, describe the one that is being hit.
I'm not a mega tech expert or anything, but I did just speak to some of the biggest experts out there that are hosting the InfoWars servers and stuff. And it looks like store.infowars.com right now is being hit with a DDoS, a direct denial of service attack, which is basically where most cases they get in control of other people's computers or they use like a big thick fiber and they just blast your web.
Zombie attack.
Essentially. Yeah, it's a zombie attack. And this one is super big. It's as big as one that, you know, would take down Apple or anything like that. So we have tons of fail safes going on. And I spoke to them for a minute back there before I came on to talk about this other stuff. And they said, yeah, this is really big. We're probably not going to be able to sustain it for much longer. We're going to go to fail safes over and over again. But, I mean, it looks like a really, really concerted effort. It's been happening for hours and hours now.
Absolutely. So, again, this is their attempt. This is the old site that's linked all over Google, all over everywhere. It is where we get, you know, one of our main funding sources, the biggest. So, again, they're attacking directly at the oxygen supply of InfoWars, directly at your First Amendment. You see where all this goes. And so the answer is go to InfoWarsStore.com and take advantage of some of the biggest sales we've ever had running right now. And then, of course, if they were to shut everything down forever, we'll just go to phones and go to donations. And people, I bet we'll bring in even more money just with pure donations. How about that? And then you're going to have to come actually set me up or arrest me, see, because we're not just going to feel sorry for ourselves like victims. Some people love to get attacked and then quit. I'm done. I got attacked. I got hacked. I got demonized. I was in 1,000 newspapers yesterday being lied about. People come in and they go, man, I saw you in the front page of the paper, what they said about you. How you taking it? And I go, man, I'm taking it great. I want to fight these anti-human traitors. I love it. Man, this is great. Woo! Get the champagne, baby! Get it? Because I came here to fight. I'm not playing games. Don't you get it? I'm committed. And so, again, we've got the biggest sale ever on high-quality storable foods at InfoWarsLife.com and InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsLife.com is a subdirectory into that. and you can simply go there, and you can get 30 to 40% off right now on InfoWarsStore.com on all InfoWars Select super high-quality storable foods. These are super high-quality, last 25 years, made right here in America by great patriots, powered by My Patriot Supply. We have My Patriot Supply products, the exact same food right next to it. Packaged the same time, it's a different label. I'm able contractually to basically get out of my profit to undercut everyone and become the market leader. That's what loss leaders are about. We make about 10% when we go this low. So administratively, we're pretty much losing money after taxes and regulations. We only do this a few times a year, 24-hour flash sale, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com. And InfoWarsStore is not getting hit. They're hitting the store that still gets the most traffic. And our answer is we're already building a third site separately, and that's why I do this, is the attacks over the years. So we will be launching not just a third now, but a fourth. Because my rule is, in Operation Hydra, and we're not a bad Hydra, we're a good Hydra, but we learned from the enemy that when you cut one head off, two more sprout. See how that works? And, of course, that comes back to victory as well. Cut one off, two more come back out. See that? Cut one off, two more. Cut two off, four. Cut five off, ten come back. Do the math.
Plus, this is such an old-school tactic to attack someone and try to get their website down. Don't they understand? It's going to come on air, and people are just going to support InfoWars more. They're going to go to the store. They're going to want to see it for themselves, and they're going to want to fight back. Like, this is such an old-school technique.
That's right. In fact, I want to put the PayPal on the front page when Watson writes an article about this, and I just want to see, you know, folks that want to just flat out donate to us so we can have more reporters, more writers, do more people in the field. I mean, they hate what we're doing. They hate the exponential growth. I mean, I go look at our graphs. They're all just straight up, and it really freaks the system out. So take advantage of a bunch of great specials. Super Male Vitality is back in stock. Anthroplex is back in stock. Get BrainForce, the best nootropic out there. There are a bunch of leading competitors that are $60 to $80 a bottle. I was in a store the other day and ran into a listener, and behind their counter they had one of the other big brands that's $70, the same amount of pills, but just a bigger bottle. Some of the same ingredients, but ours are better and has more on top of it. I'm not competing. I just can't believe. And I said to him, I said, wow, you know they target folks by something being too much because then people think it must be the best. We have something better. Some of the same ingredients, but even better ingredients added for literally less than half the price. And the woman goes, yeah, I know. I tend to buy whatever I think is the most expensive. No, folks, I morally can't do that. And I don't blame the radio network having some ads that I don't agree with, because that's just how radio is. But I sit here and get mad every time I hear some of them. Okay, I mean, I'm going to be honest. It's superstition is really what it is. It's not even superstition. It's sixth sense. It's my gut. It's not that I'm sociopathic, and so I know the laws of nature. I don't want to screw people over. I already feel like that in my DNA. I'm a good, loving person. But at the same time, just in business, it's not good to screw people over. It's not good to give, you know, I mean, we make a profit to run the operation. We're into capitalism, but I just don't get, it's like that millionaire app they had a few years ago, or billionaire app, and people would go out and get it, even though it cost thousands of dollars, did nothing, to say, look, I've got the billionaire app.
Hey, look, remember when that vitamin guy came over here, one of the biggest vitamin manufacturers, and he said, look, behind the scenes, we're talking about this. I think we brought this up maybe once. If people knew the full story, he said, hey, why don't you mark your stuff up like three or four more times? That's what all the other stores are doing. You could make so much more profits. You could make 200%. You got to mark it up over and over again. You go to Whole Foods.
Why do you put such fancy stuff in your...
Yeah. But if you go to Whole Foods, something like BrainForce or something like Supermail, God, it would be three, four times X, because you have to put that in when you put it into the brick-and-mortar stores. But he was also telling us they would just sweep up the floors, like the herbs would fall off the floors from the conveyor
belt. Not the guy we use. The leading, he was talking about the competitor.
He's talking about other companies that we're not going to name. They would just sweep the floors with herbs that fell off the conveyor belt and just throw it back on the belt. They don't care.
Meanwhile, we have three companies, one of them group, that is so neurotic about having everything be California standard, totally clean, totally organic, flipping out that half the time we don't have products because we just can't make them perfect.
It's true.
And I'll be honest, I've said, listen, we can be the best, but we need to have the product and be the best to the point to have the product, but these companies are so good, they go, no. So I have, quite frankly, cult-level groups. When I say cult, I mean like cult film, cult.
It's true.
Just obsessed with giving you the best quality, and it's true. So, no brag, just fact. InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com. It is amazing. And that's what's going on right now. Get Brain Force, get Knockout, get the new joint formula, InfoWarsLife.com. Other great folks are Longevity. They have really high-quality products as well, InfoWarsHealth.com. And you can also go to InfoWarsTeam.com to sign up, become a distributor, get big discounts, sign up for auto ship, get free shipping, InfoWarsTeam.com, InfoWarsHealth.com. But when it comes to quality, InfoWarsLife.com is the standard. Now, again, you notice we always plug. You're the listeners. We always plug.
And we weren't going to plug, by the way, until there was a mega attack on the store that was big enough to...
Yeah, and we're not going to let them win. And we wanted you to know this, that it really... They're trying to keep this free speech from getting out. They're trying to keep the fuel from being loaded in our engines so we can get off the ground as B-52s with huge loads of weaponry, of truth, that we're going to fly over globalist operations and hammer them to Hades. Now we'll get into the reason you came in here. But I want to get Watson or whoever to write a story about this immediately, because folks need to know this is happening and this is going on in a big way. Now, the reason I got you in here is we've had Dr. Blaylock on. We've also had the famous vaccine doctor that lives here in Austin, Texas, in talking about it. That's what his research all showed, Dr. Wakefield. His partner's now been cleared in England. He's suing and trying to be cleared. Turns out that the research paper saying that he defrauded everybody wasn't true, and that they knew that there were two different British studies that were secret a decade before his on gut flora and vaccines. So what he found was such good research, that's why they had that whole funded Eli Lilly hoax and all that, that he'd been proven to be a liar. None of it was true. But here it is, folks. This is from Bloomberg Business. How gut bacteria are shaking up cancer research. Top scientists, Roche Holding AG and AstraZeneca plaque, are seizing up potential allies in the fight against cancer. The trillions of bacteria that live in the human body. And then they go on to say, 5 years ago, if you asked me about bacteria in your gut playing an important role in your systemic immune response, I probably would have laughed it off. Daniel Chen, head of the cancer immunotherapy research at the Roche's Genentech division, said in a phone interview, and they just go through the whole thing that, oh my God, cancer, oh my God, autism, oh my God, all of it, it's all happening in the gut. These kids have such toxic bacteria and such toxic yeast and other garbage and fungus in their guts that's allowed because the flora that the GMO causes, and then the vaccines grow in that as well, that they're bombed out of their brain all the time, literally like they're on drugs. And that's what, it's time to get Wakefield in here, he said. And we have the British studies too, but here they are now in Bloomberg acting like they just discovered this. And so I was going back to my research. I was saying, what does Dr. Groove, who harps on this 24/7 for 20 years, say? He says, you've got to have probiotics, you've got to have the proper vitamin D, you've got to have... other things, and then Anthony came running in saying, Alex, look at these studies. This is what Group says. It's the pure iodine. And that's why when you first go on this 2 weeks in, you may get diarrhea and things, because the good bacteria can live in it. The bad ones and the yeast and the other garbage, they can't. So it changes the intestinal flora, and it's just as important as probiotics. But the probiotics are key. We don't sell those yet because all of our people are so up to the newest standards. We've got to have the best. I just want to have the best we can get because I need to fund this operation. They're even more out of control than I am. I'm just being honest with you. So Anthony, you've got like 15 articles here. We'll document, Cam. Tell folks about X2. Yes, it's a plug that's key. Your intestine is under attack. The Rockefeller Foundation and the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation are on record running giant research labs on how to target it. This is amazing. And the fact that they're coming out with this now means they're about to come out with their fancy treatments for it that are prescription and cost thousands of dollars. So, again, make you sick, then come in with their solution. Anthony Gucciardi, tell us about it.
This is a really expansive topic. I mean, it's extreme. So the article, right, is in Bloomberg, how gut bacteria is shaking up cancer research. AstraZeneca, a lot of the immunologists are saying, 5 years ago, it's a quote, if you had asked me about bacteria in your gut playing an important role in your systemic immune response, I would have laughed it off. So he would have laughed. Guess who he would have laughed at? He would have laughed at me. Because in 2011, and, you know, you've been talking about this.
You wrote this article. No, you know more about that than I do. Just toot your horn. Anthony Gucciardi, let's see the article. Document
Cam. It says, antibiotics could be to blame for skyrocketing mental illness rates. And I followed up with antibiotics promote obesity, diabetes, metabolic syndrome. And I talk about the exact link they're talking about there in 2011. And then what happened?
Now they admit it's cancer.
Was I was attacked. I was told I was crazy. Right. But then wait a minute. Scientific American comes out in 2015, March 1st, says what? Mental health may depend on creatures in the gut, followed up by pretty much every major news organization on the planet.
I want Wakefield. He lives 10 minutes from here. I want him in studio tomorrow.
Huffington Post, surprising link between gut bacteria and anxiety. Tech News, researchers find link between gut bacteria and mental health. The same thing I said in 2011.
We've got to shoot a special report on this. This is so huge. And then you add to that, they admit that cancer is communicable from the vaccines, New York Times. Anthony, do you think they're losing so they're having to admit the truth? Or what's happening? Because they knew this because they did this. They knew this in the 20s in rat studies. Why are they suddenly telling the truth?
The medical establishment consistently has just been putting out flagrant disinformation. And the researchers that aren't, not everyone's bought off, right? So the researchers actually look into this. Like this guy's like, oh my God, what's happening? We've known this for 2,000 years that gut is the center of your health. And
that's article, why if you go to Eastern Europe or Asia, everywhere, they call it medicine to eat like rotting fish, rotting vegetables. You want the bacteria.
Mm-hmm. I mean, look at this article. Your bacteria is destroyed by just 10 days of eating processed foods like McDonald's. It's just destroyed. And I've taken 20 rounds of antibiotics in my lifetime for ear infections when I was younger and stuff. Man, I had to research this my whole life. It's totally all the news is out there.
And again, you discovered all this because you got Lyme's disease and had to cure yourself. They couldn't help you.
It's true.
It's incredible. We'll be back. Stay with us. This is Key Intel.
Hi there. Are you an unhappy timeshare owner? Have you ever asked yourself, how can I get rid of my timeshare? Does your story go something like Stacy's story goes? Here's Stacy now.
My husband and I went and visited a resort, and they kind of attacked us, and they kept sending more and more people until we finally said yes, and we bought this timeshare, and then we were stuck in this timeshare that we couldn't get rid of, and we tried all different ways. They made it seem like it was this really great deal, and when we said no originally, then they brought the price down, and then when we still said no, they brought in the manager, and they brought the price down even lower, and they started breaking out in different ways to make it look like it was this really awesome deal. The reality was it wasn't an awesome deal at all.
To cancel your timeshare contract, call ACC today. It's an attorney-based program with a free consultation. The first 20 callers get a 20% discount. Call now, 800-587-EXIT. That's 800-587-3948. Call today, 800-587-EXIT. That's 800-587-3948.
Hey, I rode the elevator with you, but I don't work on the upper floors. I just want to squeeze in there right next to you, so the RFID scanner in my pocket can capture all your personal information, your debit and credit cards, even your work ID badge. So your identity is now my identity. Going up, so am I.
For over 10 years, ID Stronghold has pioneered RFID blocking wallets and ID badge holders for consumers, the U.S. military, and even the executive office of the president. Shouldn't you be protected too? ID Stronghold wallets cost about the same as wallets in most stores, but give you extra protection.
I'm Wal Augustinowicz, founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. Don't be a victim of electronic pickpocketing. Protect yourself from crimes you can't see with ID Stronghold wallets, card sleeves, and purses.
Visit IDStronghold.com and get the original RFID ID blocking wallets and badge holders. IDStronghold.com.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
All the leaves are brown, leaves are brown.
I start ranting and raving and getting excited because Bill and Melinda Gates, for 20-plus years that I know of, have spent billions researching gut flora and gut disorders. And everything from Crohn's to you name it, things that didn't exist 30, 40 years ago, is just ubiquitous now. It's everywhere. Neurological disorders, you name it. And in the gut of autistic children, Dr. Wakefield and others, other studies, found antibodies for the measles vaccines and things like that that shouldn't be there. And the guts are seriously screwed up. And you add all these pesticides, the rest of it in. Now, we went over the science. I'm going to do a document cam again. Go back through those articles for folks. But the gut is the front line of your entire body. It's where you put the foreign food in. It's where you get the energy. And then the blood vessels all around your intestines take those nutrients to run the body. You put a bunch of pesticides, you put a bunch of GMO, you put a bunch of processed dead food in there, you take antibiotics, all you end up with is antibiotic-resistant bacteria and not the good bacteria. So, doing the research, and we're saying this because, yes, it funds us, but it's also what you need. Break down the iodine research and how important it is to have that in the gut.
So, you know, when you take antibiotics, which, by the way, are an amazing thing. It's an amazing breakthrough. Most of us, you know, would have died at certain points in our life without antibiotics.
But it's a side effect, and you need to know how to recuperate from it.
Right, it's a double-edged sword. It goes in, it kills the bad stuff, sure. Kills the bad bacteria, but it also kills the good bacteria. And the good bacteria is what you need to live. It's what you need to sustain life. And for me, you know, I had ear infections, Lyme disease, everything. My doctor didn't say, hey, take probiotics. I had like 20 rounds of probiotics. My gut was supremely screwed up. So I did all the research, found out things for myself. That's why I was writing about it 5 years ago. That's why this guy says, if you had told me this 5 years ago, I would have said you're crazy and laughed at you. He would have laughed at me. But it is true. McDonald's destroys the gut bacteria of a college kid in 10 days. This is the professor who did this research. Okay. So there's so many different connections here, but one that is really, really interesting that I wanted to talk about, and again, it's an expansive, capacious topic. It would take a long time to even break down, but the thyroid-gut connection. This is Chris Kresser wrote this. There's a lot of other pieces on it, too. Life Extension talks about it. But the gut-thyroid-immune connection is really, really interesting to me. And it starts off with Hippocrates, all disease begins in the gut is the quote, right? 2,500 years later, here we are. We're trying to realize, wow, it might actually be true. It's 2016, and you know, I would have told people they were crazy if they said that 5 years ago. How about 2,500 years ago? Huh? How about that? And the research, and I don't know if we have time to fully get into it, but basically there are these thyroid hormones, and they communicate properly with your gut, and your gut, it can get leaky gut syndrome. All these things can happen when it's not.
A lot of people, because of the fluoride, have a thyroid that basically turned off, and so they're dying. They're aging prematurely. I mean, I know people personally in my family that have gotten on the iodine for 2 years, lost weight, their skin's better, you tan better. I remember a group telling me 3 years ago, start taking this, and your skin will get clear.
Conversely,
I had all these liver spots. They almost all went away.
Look at this. The kid that ate McDonald's for 10 days to see if his gut flora would die, what happened is after his good gut flora died, he turned a shade of gray. According to this, it said it also turned him gray. Okay? That's what the study...
Well, remember, the McDonald's food doesn't rot.
It rots you.
Remember in Supersize Me, they put regular cheeseburger, it rots. There's like months later, nothing's happened.
It's all processed junk.
Mold won't even grow on it, folks.
You're eating all that. You're taking antibiotics. You're not destroying the bad bacteria. Things like iodine are going to really help. And also, yeah, probiotic-rich foods. But we're just sitting here eating death. We're eating dead junk food. And then we're saying, well, gee, it's almost like there's a link to cancer. Of course there's a link to cancer.
That's Bloomberg Business.
Everything.
Top scientific, you know, genetic engineer firms, drug companies, going, oh, my gosh, it's the gut. That's why cancer's exploding. Everything's going through it. Your immune system turns off. Your gut gives up, folks. Game over. You know, my cedar fever has gotten a lot better when it comes through now because I eat the juniper berries when they're about to pop. I just get them and rah, eat them. I put them in a blender, blend them up with a smoothie, drink them. And that's the answer. I'm showing my gut. You eat this. You learn to deal with it. Dominate it. Yeah! We'll be back. InfoWarsLive.com to get your X2. To support the InfoWars juggernaut.
Visit GCNLive.com today.